USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up, because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President.
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said, "Bye-bye, nothing else works!" Exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With Homeland Security front and center for the administration, President Trump Thursday heads to the U.S. border with Mexico to tour what's been built of the border wall and what remains to get done. USA Radio's Tim Berg says Libertarian Ron Paul, like the Democrats, not into the wall. Here's his report.
As Democrats and Republicans still cannot come up with a deal to end the partial government shutdown, on Thursday, President Trump will travel to McAllen, Texas, to tour border facilities and also meet with border agents. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul was asked about our border crisis on CNBC.
I don't like walls. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to wall people in. I don't want to wall people out. But I don't want free, open borders either. I think you have to remove the incentives for people to come. And they come because there's a welfare system here, easy access to citizenship. It's politicized. One group wants them because they think they can get the votes. But people should be able to come and visit and work.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 92 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The daughter of a former vice president responding to something an actor says about her dad. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Former VP Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, now a congresswoman from Wyoming, is blasting actor Christian Bale after he referred to her father as Satan while accepting an award at the Golden Globes, Bale having won Best Actor for playing the former vice president in the movie Vice.
Christian Bale finally had the chance to play a real superhero, and he clearly screwed it up. So, I'm obviously incredibly proud of my dad, very proud and honored to be his daughter. And I haven't seen the movie. We're in a situation where we've got really important work to do to get the border secure.
Cheney was speaking on Fox and Friends. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A slow, careful withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria now being planned. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.